producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Value here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and you as we visit the light side and the bright side and the dark side and the black side. The dark side is the dark act. The dark act going before a Senate committee today. Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas.
Sounds
bad
like sinister.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Sinister. Bad dude. He reminds me of on Gotham. What's the name of the guy that's the sinister force?
The Penguin?
Not the Penguin, but what was it, Maroney?
Oh, Don Maroney.
Don Maroney, yes.
Yeah, one of the gangsters.
Yeah, right. This is Don Roberta. That doesn't sound good because we have Roberta Fasanelli here. Don Patruno. Whatever. This situation. Those of you who are in Kansas should be ashamed of Senator Roberts, who is so in the pocket of Monsanto and all of the dark villains in the food industry, denying Americans the right to know what their food is, where it comes from, is un-American. That hasn't stopped the bill from paid off Senator Roberts, who's the chairman of the Ag Committee, from getting engineered, if you'll get the pun here, genetically engineered through Congress. House has passed it. Senate having a hearing on it today, just to sort of put icing on the cake so that you'll be screwed, blued, and tattooed when it comes to trying to figure out whether your food is GMO or not, just so you can make a choice. So the most intelligent thing so far that's come out of this discussion, Jennifer, has been the suggestion that the best thing to do is to label food that doesn't have GMO. I'm going to see how they can stop that one.
Yeah, right.
Here's Ken Cook from the Environmental Working Group explaining what the Dark Act is and why you, never mind what I say, listen to what he says about your concern.
The Dark Act is really denying Americans their right to know. That's what we call it anyway. This is a law that was introduced, legislation introduced by pesticide companies like Monsanto and big food companies to block your right to know if you have genetically engineered ingredients in your food. And the reason is simple. Because the federal government doesn't require labeling, states have stepped in at the request of their citizens, including in many cases citizens who put measures on ballots and voted on them and narrowly lost, that would require labeling of genetically modified organisms if they're in your food. The food companies and the pesticide companies, they don't like that so much. So they've come to Washington with $50 million worth of lobbying and campaign contributions than the usual tricks of their trade, and they've gotten Congress to introduce legislation that would block states, preempt states, from being able to label food in their own jurisdiction. Other things about the Dark Act are also bad. The federal government only lets voluntary actions take place with respect to labeling. No one uses it, so you don't get the voluntary labels. And then finally, one of the things that's really upsetting about this proposal, this Dark Act, is that it would probably make it likely that foods labeled natural could also contain genetically engineered ingredients. So that's why we're opposing the Dark Act. We're fighting very hard right now in Washington to make sure it does not become law. We want, if the states decide they want to take action because the federal government doesn't, we want to preserve the ability of the states to do that.
Interesting coalition of people involved in this, including organizations of family farmers like the National Farmers Union, big in trying to get this knocked out. This has pitted one farm organization against another. It's the big organizations, the big ag organizations versus the little family farm organizations. This pits the locavores against people who don't care. If you don't care, then why would you get in the way of this one way or another?
Now, let me ask you this, because you are dialed in on this story. Why do the little farms care so much? Because I would think they can buy genetically modified seed probably cheaper than they... I mean, everything is GMO,
genetically
right?
Genetically modified seed is much more expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah, here's the example I'll give you. On my farm, I plant what's called cow corn, silage corn. It's field corn. It isn't for consumption. The Brazilians like it. There are people in South America who like to eat it. But Americans have been taught that sweet corn is the best, and it's what we look forward to in the summertime. Some of us eat a lot of sweet corn. The corn that I get, however, to grow for my cows, it's, by the way, more difficult to get non-GMO sweet corn than it is to get non-GMO cattle corn. But the best example to answer your question, Jennifer, I have four places that I buy open pollinated seed. That's what they call it. Hasn't been affected or infected by GMO corn seed. Comes from a grower in Pennsylvania. There's one in Ohio I use, one in Illinois. So I'll get from three or four different sources still corn that hasn't been infected, if you will, by the GMOs. But you can see, if you go along the highway in any large corn state, Iowa, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, wherever you go, you'll see on the side of the road signs that basically will tell you what kind of corn is growing in there. And it'll have a Pioneer label on it, a DeKalb label. It'll have, in our neck of the woods, a King. There are a number of different types and brands. There are still people that are doing non-GMO, but Monsanto has systematically bought up all of these seed companies, and then they just changed what's being used. So pretty much the same, no matter what the brand is, pretty much the same stuff. So in the purest mind, whether they're right or they're wrong, I happen to believe that they are right, because as I use the analogy, what happens in the microwave, that's what happens to the seed. But even if that weren't the case and it was the most wonderful stuff in the world, what Monsanto wants to do is control the supply of seed, not only in our country, but all around the world. There are only five big companies left that produce corn seed. Five. That's it. There are little ones here and there. King's AgriSeed, I just mentioned them, but they're even influenced by all of this. It's almost impossible not to find it. And this gets back to choice. If you want to use it and you choose to use it, that's swell. Do it. But if you don't choose to use it, these people will figure out a way to try to screw you around. They put dozens of farmers out of business because the farmers unknowingly plant their corn across the street from the GMO corn, and the winds blow the pollen around, and it gets cross-pollinated, not open-pollinated.
Well, that thing is even possible to find stuff that isn't.
Well, that's it. You see, now it's almost impossible. So,
I'm surprised the environmentalists haven't gotten on this, because some people talk about...
Well, that is. That's who this guy, this Ken Cook is from, the environmental Rupert.
But I'm really jumping in.
Work hard on it, yeah.
Because this is something that, I'm no scientist, I play one on the radio, but everybody talks about the bees disappearing, and they say, oh, it's cell phones that are making the bees disappear.
No,
but if the bees don't have to work to pollinate things, why, that's going to obviously disrupt their life cycle.
Yep. There's a group of leaders from the food justice movement, including food writers, some folks from the United Nations even, arguing that the U.S. is in urgent need of a national food policy. And the reason for that is because of things like the DARC Act. And those are questions that ought to be asked of Donald Trump and Mr. Rubio and Mr. Cruz and Mr. Kasich.
There's a debate tonight. Maybe you'll see a question.
Right. Yeah, there is a debate tonight. Is Thursday. Thursday's fight night.
Fight night, yeah. There was fight night last night, too. There was a town hall with Megyn Kelly last night. They're all the time.
Yeah, well, not many people are paying attention. I don't pay. When I see her name, I go around it, frankly. I'm not interested in her at all. The Donald has convinced me that she's what's wrong with the so-called news business these days. And it's really amazing how light-footed Fox has become. Or all of the companies, the news media, who've been trying to force you into doing what they want you to do, force you into not voting or liking Donald Trump, but instead picking Cruz if you want to lose, or Mario Rubio. I like Mario better. I think I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah, better than Marco. You're changing his name.
Right, yep. So here we have Donald Trump winning New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Nevada by huge margins. And so what are Rubio and Cruz left to do? You want to watch tonight? Is there anything new that comes out of these debates? Not likely. But Rubio is cleaning up with the endorsement department.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Mitt Romney has endorsed him.
He started out, there was a rumor that he had, but now really? Romney's saying, wait,
no,
I'm not endorsing anybody until I get their tax returns, because he's trying to get a gotcha on Donald Trump.
Right, exactly.
Don't think the RNC isn't pulling the puppet strings Mitt Romney
are.
For this,
right.
by the way. Rubio is trying to position himself as that, as the guy who's going to get those Trump votes, but here's the problem.
Uh-uh.
You have to start winning a state. And I don't know if that's going to happen for Marco.
No. Dark and stormy clouds on the horizon for these guys. But I'm really surprised at Mitt Romney, whom I quite like.
I like him, too.
Actually, and whether he's, there are some people who say, okay, well, this is the start of his campaign. He's going to jump in at the last minute to try to save the day so the Republicans can put him up instead of Donald Trump.
If that happens, I think you'll see a mass exodus from the Republican Party.
Because they want to vote for Trump.
That would be a brokered convention, and that's not fair.
See you later. It just shows you the Republicans are all about, and some of the talk show hosts are in that bag, too. They're in the bag.
A ton. None of the pundits or none of them like Trump. They can't deal with
right-wing conservative talk show host is in favor of Trump. Can you think of one? I can't.
No. I mean, the closest that I could come is Matt Drudge. Sean Hannity likes Trump. He's not critical of him.
Drudge is in the camp. Drudge is gone or good or whatever. He's all for Trump. But
he's
the rest
all
of them,
for Trump. And
right,
so is Breitbart, actually.
Yeah, is he? I mean, you listen to Limbaugh, he's all about Cruz. Lose with
Levin
Cruz.
Levin is Cruz.
Of course, yeah. They're all, that's a cabal.
A lot of the same bunch, Rubio.
Trying to run the Republican Party is the same bunch they are so out of touch.
Glenn Beck. Can we talk about Glenn Beck?
Yeah.
Do you know he went on a hunger strike until Ted Cruz won Nevada? So I'm wondering if anybody has snuck him a sandwich yet.
Clearly, that
didn't work out so well.
No, but it really is interesting how the establishment has gotten to the talk hosts. Or vice versa, one way or the other. But they don't get it because they're interested in the party and not interested in the public, which I find fascinating, frankly. All right, so there's our overview of the political scene. At 19 after, this is Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen. PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Right now, Guitar Center is making it easier than ever for you to make music. For a limited time, save 15% on qualifying purchases. Or get 24 months promotional financing on purchases of $499 or more when you use your gear card. Save 15% on brand name gear from Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, Pioneer, Yamaha, Casio, DW, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. Or get 24 months promotional financing. Now through Sunday with the Guitar Center Gear Card. There's never been a better time for you to make music. Promotional financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store or guitarcenter.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
One, two, three.
Three!
One, two, three.
Yes. Time for my three songs. We are going to play Un, deux, trois. One, two, three. How many more languages can we do threes in? We do through. What's Russian for three?
Uno, dos, tres.
Yeah, okay. That's enough.
That's not Russian, by the way.
888-302-3684. Although, they may take over Russia, too. Or do they not allow in Russia Hispanics to cross over the border? Have they got big border fences in Russia? Most people want to get out of Russia. They don't want to get into Russia.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, not a whole lot of people sneaking into Russia.
All right. Hello. It's time for our My Three Songs contest. I think I said that already. 888-302-3684. These three songs have something in common, and it has to do with the news. How's that for a hint? The news of the day is sort of wrapped around these three songs. You'll win when you win. The book Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Look it up. Check it out at smbworks.com. Great book. Here's the first song by Crowded House.
Ooh, I love them.
Probably enough right there. Song called Locked Out, top 10 modern rock hit from 1994, featured in the movie Reality Bites. Remember Ethan Hawke, Winona Ryder, Ben Stiller in that? This was the last big hit they had charting in the U.S. So, Locked Out, first song. Keep that in mind as we move into phase two. Next song, I Hear You Knocking, But You Can't Come In.
Now you're telling me I hear you knocking, but you can't come.
saw her at that horse thing a couple of years ago, how good she was, Jen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very good. Very personal.
Really good.
Real. She's a real person. Winona. You're knocking, but you can't come in. Who else did that? So I was, who did that? There was another, it was a popular rock group that had done it before. Come on. It's on the tip of both of our tongues.
I know.
Yeah. It was a rockier group.
Dave Edmonds.
Dave Edmonds, right. Yeah. Good for you, Richie.
Good for Google.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
think that. Quick Google.
You could have just taken credit and not said.
But it was
Dave Edmonds.
Right there.
All right. I hear you knocking. Locked out. Here's the last song, Billy Dean.
There ain't no good guy. Like there ain't no bad guy. There's only you and me. And we just
great song.
Okay. Good song. Put them all together and what do you have? Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Billy Dean, a top 10 country hit from 1993. Dave Mason did it in 1977. This is a good song. And it fits right into our theme. Right? All right, Rich, you got this figured out yet?
I'm just seeing the answers pop up on the phone.
You had to. But you had to look before you figured it out.
I did not figure it out, but it's really funny.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we have here. Here's Jimmy in Jonesboro. Did I talk to you earlier this week? Who did I talk to from Jonesboro?
Huh? Yesterday.
That was you?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah, I've done one like 3 or 4 times.
Did you win yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't win today.
Why not?
Because you're only supposed to win once. What's the big idea? No, you got to give other people a chance.
Wow. Yeah, I know, but if nobody knows the answer, then you can give the next caller. If they get it wrong, just give them the book.
Oh.
He was the first one in. I want you to let him in. You won't get a prize, Jimmy.
I hear
we'll
you.
Let you
all right. In, but you can't come in.
Let's hear what he's got.
All right, so go ahead. What do you have?
Is it Apple build a new program so that no one can get into the iPhone?
Well, I suppose that's
very
close enough.
Complicated.
It,
I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it is. The FBI is asking Apple to come in, and Apple says, no, you're locked out. And, yeah, that's the theme here. So
pretty
you
funny.
Figured it out. Yeah, that's actually a good strain.
Funny.
A good thing. Strain, get it, Apple. Strain. 28 after on good day. Warren.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, it's amazing, really amazing, what a good brushing and a bath will do for your pet. Not only will your dog or cat look and smell good, but your dog or cat will actually feel better as well. Always give a good brushing to your dog before the bath to get any knots out, because if your dog or cat has any knots in their coat, when you bathe them, the water is going to tighten it, and that can really hurt them. Make sure you use a shampoo made specifically for your type of pets, and take advantage of the many special shampoos that are available now on the market. And make sure you use a non-skid mat on the bottom of your sink or tub so your pet has secure footing. And that's really important. Many people try to bathe their dog in the tub or their cat in the kitchen sink, and it's really slippery. Here's what I recommend you do. Get your dog used to standing in the tub without the water with a non-skid mat, and the same thing with your cat in the sink. Cats and dogs both like to be clean, and they like the attention you give them when you're doing your doggy or a kitty makeover. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Good morning, Jane.
Wow, you're glowing. You must have had a good night.
I had a great night. I slept with Somnipure.
Oh, is that the French guy in sales?
No. Somnipure is a non-prescription sleep aid. Remember how I couldn't sleep? I'd lay awake with my mind racing. Well, I heard an ad on the radio to try a free bottle of Somnipure, and my sleep has been amazing ever since.
Jane, you're sleeping with Somnipure? I'm also sleeping with Somnipure.
Me too. I'm sleeping with Somnipure every night.
I slept with Somnipure all night long.
Somnipure is a best-selling sleep aid at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for the small price of shipping and handling, you can have a free bottle shipped to your door. But hurry, supplies are limited. For details, call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983. If you're not sleeping with Somnipure, you're not sleeping. Call 1-800-937-7983. 1-800-937-7983.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Take a walk, the sun is shining down, burn my feet as they touch the ground. Good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine, good day, sunshine. Then we lie.
33 at the hour on today's Good Day program with Doug Steffen and my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kara Schillen, Vanessa Hutchins. Who else could be? Alex Trebek. He could be one of our
wow,
friends.
Wow, she's your friend.
Donald Trump. How about that? Yes? Tommy the K will be with us later in this half hour. Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit. As long as we're in the M department, let's go to MasterCard for a second. We got a lot of television news. We're going to get to that in a moment. But first, MasterCard has a selfie pay that a lot of people are talking about. We have the story at DougSteffen.com. This is something where you can install a MasterCard identity check with your photo to pay for things.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime a user makes a payment using your mobile phone, you'll be directed to look at the phone camera and blink, taking a selfie when you're doing a transaction.
I've heard about that, but does that work? I mean, what about twinsies?
It's a little dicey, it would seem to me. Also includes a fingerprint sensor, so shoppers can scan their thumbprint instead of taking a picture of themselves.
But did you know something I learned about fingerprints?
What?
Listen to me. Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
I didn't know that, really.
No. The thing with fingerprints is that as a person gets older, and this is actually a white person. This is a white person problem.
Really?
As white people get older, they lose their fingerprints.
Hmm.
This is true.
Look at mine.
They were almost unable to fingerprint my mom at the DMV.
Well, really? I got fingerprints. Yep. And I've been fingerprinted in jail. I know my fingerprints work.
Oh, my gosh, Dougie.
What? You knew that.
I know.
Why's your mom falling off her fingerprints? What's going on?
No, it's true. Look it up. It's a white person problem. Fingerprints disappear as you get older.
Let me Google that. White people losing fingerprints.
Right. Is that like right after white man can't jump? So you can find that and then white go from there to the next page.
Unless my mommy's lying to me, which I can't ever imagine.
No, your mother never will lie to you. All right. So let's get to some of the television news. Give everybody a sporting chance.
Images for white people lose fingerprints.
Yeah. Do you have those? You have images of that?
Yeah. There's a bunch of links that come up with it. Yeah. Do you lose your fingerprints after time? Yes.
It's like, does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
It can be some of the detail it looks like as because the fingerprint spreads out as you grow older.
Okay. Now listen to this clever transition from your host, Doug Steffen. Speaking of old white women.
Oh, boy.
And white fingerprints versus black fingerprints.
My mom hates you right now.
Hillary Clinton was on with Steve Harvey yesterday and talked about the kind of pizza that she liked. This is the kind of interview that I want. I don't care how many times we're going to hear her tell the same story about her campaigns, blah, 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 blah. Learned she liked thin crust pizza instead of thick, deep cut or deep, what is it, deep dish pizza?
Deep dish.
Mm-hmm. And then Steve Harvey asked Mrs. Clinton if she had a dream job in mind when she was growing up.
You wanted to be an astronaut.
I did. I was excited about the space program. I was excited about President Kennedy saying we were going to send a man to the moon and bring him back within the decade. I thought it was really incredible that we were going to do that. So, yes, I wrote to NASA.
Really?
I wrote to NASA, you know, and I said, well, how do you get to be an astronaut? They wrote me back saying, thank you very much for your interest. At this time, we are not accepting women astronauts.
Oh.
And it did, you know, it hurt my feelings, but I could have never been an astronaut anyway. But I was happy that Sally Ride and other women got to be astronauts later on. So finally, that was opened up.
Okay, so two things come out of that conversation, or three things. She wanted to be an astronaut.
She could still go.
She's there to be on Steve Harvey, by the way, among black voters, is way more popular than most any other host in the country. And so she's smart to be there. And she's going for the women vote, the black vote, and the astronaut vote. There, she got it all knocked up.
There you go.
Right there.
I send her. Let's let her get her lifelong dream.
Who believes
dreams.
That NASA sent her a letter saying we aren't accepting women astronauts?
Back then,
right now.
I don't.
I would have. Yeah, no, I wouldn't be surprised.
No,
yeah.
They sent her a nice letter saying thank you.
Call up Jay Honeycutt.
We hope that when you grow up,
Jay Honeycutt would have been the one the letter went to at that time.
Come on.
All right, so anyway, but the reason that I wanted to have you hear that is because that's a good interview. For me, Steve Harvey asks good questions of people, the same kind of questions I would ask. If you remember when I was in New Hampshire, I didn't talk about the politics. I want to know what it was like for the Trumps at dinner. That kind of stuff. Much more interesting. You know what their political stance is. It's the same blah, 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 blah. Let's get beyond all of that, please. Okay. Are the folks producing Jeopardy politically insensitive? Alex Trebek, who is a Canadian, is not going to be seeing many of his countrymen. The show said Canadians were precluded from taking the test online.
It's a new
that's
law
a
that passed.
Pipeline
actually.
For Jeopardy. Contestants, there's a change in the privacy laws up there. And so Canadians, they used to be included. Here's a reporter named Deanna Sumac, who talks about the rules changing on Jeopardy.
Canadians who appear on Jeopardy usually get a warm greeting from the show's Canadian-born host, Alex Trebek. But those applying to compete now, well, they get this message. At this time, we are precluded from accepting registration information from Canadian residents. The rejection is a blow to many Canadians because of the show's long-standing popularity here, says this game show blogger.
I think part of that is that Canadians have been, you know, for a while, allowed to play.
Okay.
And there's not very many game shows in the U.S. that Canadians can participate in.
But a show famous for its focus on accurate information seems to be providing little about why Canadians can no longer compete.
Same first and last letter, 800.
In a statement, Alex Trebek and the producers of Jeopardy make a vague reference to changes in Canada's online privacy laws. If true, that could involve either Canada's Digital Privacy Act or the anti-spam legislation, laws protecting Canadians from having
Stop
their information
right
shared online
Come on.
Or receiving emails right. without their consent.
All right, what?
This lady is making it if this turns out to be true. Like, there's a conspiracy against Canadians at Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Don't we have better things
right.
to do?
Is this really Canada's biggest problem?
What is really? Find me a new reporter, Alex.
I'm moving to Canada if this is the biggest thing they've got to worry
about. You can
about.
Go to this Sudbury, is, Ontario. That's where Alex Trebek is from, Richie.
This is all about the online privacy laws. So they can't because they have these privacy laws in Canada now. They can't take the online test that you have to take to enroll for Jeopardy. Give me a break, lady. This is not some sort of weird conspiracy. There are plenty of them out there. I don't think this is one of them.
All right. So moving to the next bit of television audio that is intriguing. Those of you who like Morning Joe, who's on at the same time this program is, so I don't imagine anybody's listening or watching him, but maybe later in the day. I happen to quite like the combination of Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski.
I just like her name.
Who had Donald Trump on. Now, the interview was like a lot of other interviews, so we're not going to play the audio from the interview. What you didn't hear, well, you may have heard about the controversy. There was a conversation off the air. Remember, microphone's always on, and somebody in the control room decided it would be fun to play this game. So what you're going to hear here first, to get two clips from Mika and Joe talking to Donald during commercial breaks.
Kind of a wow moment was the guy you brought up on stage.
Yeah, that was great. We played it several times this morning.
We played it up against Obama.
For both guys. For
both guys.
Oh, yes, we played Obama first.
The young guy
and then we
champ.
Played the guys.
Actually, I watched your show this morning. You had me almost as a legendary figure. I like
it. No, I tell you, this morning, what we basically said today was we were completely wrong about the
Totally.
Brain.
All right. So here's some more. This is a short piece of audio that has a lot of people wondering how, I mean, this is so, I love this. It's on MSNBC, which is the lib cable channel, mm-hmm. and people crying foul, including some of the other people on MSNBC. Oh, look, see how prejudiced they are? Listen to this.
You don't want me to do the ones with deportation?
We really have to get some questions.
That's right. Nothing too hard, Mika.
Okay.
Nothing hard. Now, do you think he was being funny? Like, well, I was,
yes,
like, don't ask me the hard
he
questions.
Was being funny. But all the people who don't like it, well, see, look at how those people on that net. So, hello, have you listened to Rush Limbaugh talk about Loser Cruiser lately and Levin and all these other people? What are you saying about that? Oh, that's appropriate. It is really. It's no different. There is no objectivity anymore except here. I take a page out of that. Let's see if guys sound like Limbaugh. How's I doing so far?
I like doing that.
Yeah,
that
right? Just like him. Yeah. Right.
Yep.
Scary almost.
Right, yeah. I have lots of TV news to get to. So
oh, wait a minute. Got one more. I'll get carried. Don't overplay your part here.
Well, you know.
I know. Joy Behar, back on The View, was talking to rapper Killer Mike.
Sure.
To weigh in. Now, this has got. I'm just fascinated to hear Killer Mike talk about the Pope. How do you put these two together? Joy is going to attempt to do that right now.
Earlier on the show, we're talking about Trump versus the Pope. What do you think about that story?
I think people need to leave their religion at home. I would love to see a female Pope.
The Pope is a religious leader.
No, I'm not saying he does. I'm saying I'm an American. I want religion out of politics. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care if you're Muslim. I don't care if you're a Jew. I care that you care about the people of America and progressing us past politics and religion.
Do you think the Pope went over the line? That's what I'm asking.
I think the Pope did what a religious leader should do. He says that he cited the good part of religion, that Christianity is about love, it is all-encompassing, it should not section off anyone. And with that said, the Catholic Church has far, far to go in recognition of women's rights reproductively, and I would love to see a female pope
when
before I die.
Jennifer for Pope!
Yeah.
What about that?
Get out the white smoke. Let's go.
Jennifer.
To be vice pope.
Yeah, you think that perhaps women need to be priests first, though?
You think so?
Small steps. Baby steps.
Okay.
Baby steps. All right. Priestess Jennifer. What about that? Jennifer taking confessions doesn't. I'm not sure that's going to work. All right.
No,
it's an interesting thing to room. It's something good to remand in
She'll
the back of your mind.
I know way too much about her.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on.
We've done Vegas together.
Give her a break. 45
that's
past
not
the
so
hour.
So bad. You should hear what I did.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
7-Eleven now has these amazing new breakfast melts. And they're only $2.99. Take it.
We are experiencing technical difficulties. Our announcer decided to try the product. He was trying to explain 7-Eleven has two new melts that are toasted in-store. A bacon, egg, and cheese, and a sausage, bacon, and cheese. Both with thick-cut hickory-smoked bacon and aged cheddar cheese served on an artisan ciabatta roll for only
$2.99. Only at 7-Eleven.
Yeah, only at 7-Eleven.
Tis the season when Hollywood fans set their social media feeds on fire, commenting on celebrity red carpet styles. So celebrities bring their A-game to look their very best in often very revealing designer fashion. Emmy and Golden Globe-winning actress Jane Seymour says women of all ages can create their own award-worthy appearance, and that includes beautiful skin.
Red carpet fashion is typically very revealing, so it's important to not only present a youthful face, but also youthful, beautiful skin everywhere else.
Seymour says age shouldn't stop you from showing off your skin. Her secret weapon in the fight against crepey skin is a two-step system called Crepe Erase.
As we age, we get crepey skin, that skin that looks dry and wrinkly like crepe paper, on our chest, neck, arms, and legs. I've been using Crepe Erase for some time now, and I can't say enough about the results. In fact, I posed in a bikini when I was 62, and I wouldn't have done that before Crepe Erase. Now I'm 65, and I do it again. My skin looks that good.
To learn more, visit creeperace.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples tech services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Exclude service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15, and shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 8866 at checkout. Code 8866.
What an outrage. All those commercials. Time good for Jennifer.
That I have so many stories, and I'm listening to all this stuff.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, what's that deal?
Well, okay, we'll start with that. We'll secondly start with that. First, though, a reminder that tomorrow is the big day. Fuller House debuts on Netflix.
My daughter is so excited.
What is that about?
Big story. Full House, that great sitcom from when I was growing up.
So they're calling it Fuller House?
Fuller House is now premiering on Netflix. It starts tomorrow for 13 episodes. Check it out. All right, Sarah Michelle Gellar coming back to her role in that movie Cruel Intentions. Remember back in the 90s, there was a cult flick with Reese Witherspoon, Ryan Phillippe. Well, Sarah Michelle Gellar is reprising her role in Cruel Intentions for a TV TV pilot on NBC. NBC is trying to pick this show up. It'll pick up 15 years after the original film ended. So lots of fun there if you like the nostalgia train. Dermot Mulroney has signed on for a CBS hospital drama. He'll be putting on the doctor's coat.
Something new.
Next fall.
About hospitals on TV. Wow.
And this story, I was actually reading it before I went to bed last night, Dougie. Mm-hmm. Made me feel a little old. Yes. Luke Perry, who is my generation's heartthrob.
Yeah.
Is now playing a dad. Uh-huh. He's playing Archie's dad in the CW's version of Riverdale. Has this been on the comic book? You're right. And he'll play Fred Andrews.
He's going to move from Beverly Hills to Riverdale?
Yep, it's a bad move, I think.
You think so?
I don't know.
Speaking of bad moves, Charo is going to be on Jane the Virgin. That's
yeah.
Like
Charo?
Charo,
you
know, she's
no.
bad.
Charo? 51 after on Good Day.
Coochie, 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 go.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, time for us all to sing. Everybody ready? On my cue.
There's like a whole real version of this song somewhere.
Where is it? Why don't you play the whole thing? Money Pit.
A whole open.
Yeah, no. Come on, let's go, Tommy. Get the.
Yeah, we have a soul version. We have a country version.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get them here. Rob, we're going to help you out. We need to help you out all around the clock. We got to get City Sense. Doesn't he have a version of it?
No, it's just 50 cents.
We don't have a rap version.
So. No? Oh, you should have that. I'm trying. Let's do. Jennifer, can we do a rap version of the Money Pit?
We need a rap version. We need a hard metal version.
Come on, man. Let's go to town. It's time for us to hear a clown. Here he is.
I like how your voice gets really serious when you rap. You've got to loosen up a little.
That's his rap as Doug.
Come on, man.
My white voice, serious.
Let's go to town.
That's my version of Eminem.
Yeah.
All right. So Tommy the K is here. Tom Kreitler, who's the co-host along with Leslie Segretti of the fabulous, famous, worldwide, there's nobody better when it comes to fixing up your house and improving your house. I should have you here. The lady who's buying my house is bringing an architect in here today.
Oh, yeah?
To decide how they're going to dismantle what I spent 39 years building.
Building, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, I have to think about it and chuckle about it because otherwise I just sit here and moan and groan and cry. Anyway, we got to get to some of these questions. Richie, we need to take a break first, though,
nope,
right?
It's all Tom today.
Really?
All right,
good.
Yep, we're going to steal from somebody else's.
Randall in New Hampshire has a 30-year-old oak floor that is awful. Really? I would say the two go hand in hand or not. We've had a lot of controversy this week about floors. Isn't somebody like Lumber Liquidators? Are they an advertiser of yours?
They're not on right now. You can bash them all you want.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm not sure Tommy wants to. But anyway, maybe I want to get the answer about Randall, but I also want to talk about what the controversy is with the flooring from Lumber Liquidator. But first, let's do the oak flooring that's a problem. He's got watermarks on it and dirt. He can't clean it. So what does he do?
So what Randall's saying is he would like to switch out the oak floor to vinyl and wants to know if he could do the job himself, which I think might be in the first time in the history of the universe that we ever
Somebody went rid of oak for vinyl.
Yeah. The thing about 30-year-old oak flooring is it's very, very durable. And if what you're looking at, Randall, is dirty and deteriorated, and like you say in your email that there's gaps between the floorboards, there are solutions for that. What I would do is I would hire a professional to do this because sanding floors is a skill that takes a lot of practice and training and just experience. You don't want to rent a floor sander and do this yourself because you're apt to really destroy the floor.
Grind out floor up, grooves everywhere.
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive. Yeah. So have the floor sanded, and you know, you can take off a 16th of an inch of material without really any harm to that floor. Get it down to the original oak and then refinish it. And a little trick of the trade is when you're refinishing it, you can take jute, J-U-T-E, like jute cord. Looks kind of like a burlap kind of looking material.
Juicy.
Comes in
jute.
Thickness, and you can place it in between the grooves between the floorboards and then finish right over that, and that helps to fill up those gaps and sort of blends in. Yeah. So I would encourage you to preserve that oak floor. It really adds value to your house. Don't cover it with vinyl, but just refinish it.
All right, so what's the scoop on Lumber Liquidators and the wood from China and things that are supposed to be handed, like formaldehyde?
You know, they may have had a compliance issue with the Chinese trying to get away with something.
What a shocker.
I know.
The Chinese
right?
trying to get away with something? Who would have thought it?
But, of course, you know, the media being the media, they want to, you know, allege that they were complicit and this was just some big conspiracy, which, you know, nothing seems to play out on that. I think it's a good company. I think they've got a lot of great products. I think they're very aggressive on pricing.
They are.
And I think the way that they've been examined has been kind of
bubble. News media is there. The reason I knew what your approach would be, that's why I asked you the question, because I wanted to hear the other side. Yesterday we were talking about this, and the news media, as usual, jumping all over something without really having the full story. I bought the bamboo that I have for my house in California from them. Yep. Bamboo comes from Brazil, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in South America.
And how did you like the floor?
Yeah. Well, I love the floor because the hard is a rock.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many building products that have formaldehyde in it, you know, kitchen cabinets and carpeting, and even, you know, baby powder, I think, has formaldehyde in it. You know, there's a lot of products that have formaldehyde in it. And as long as you let these things air out for a few days, I don't really think there's much of a risk.
No. Well, that sounds, you know, Johnson & Johnson, all these consumer products are being sued by the government. Very aggressive. The government's very aggressive with all this stuff. They can find a hook to sue somebody, then they take the money and put it in the general fund so they can waste more, have more money to waste.
Yeah.
Well, they get $72 million out of Johnson & Johnson, and they'll get something out of Lumber Liquidators. They'll flush them out for however many. I think there's a class action lawsuit, isn't it? Or is it a government lawsuit or a class action lawsuit?
Yeah, I'm not really aware of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think there's always two sides to those sorts of stories. Tom Kreidler here with the other side of how to take care of your home intelligently. He's the host of the Money Pit Home.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.